This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Here in the U.S., virus experts are frustrated by the slow vaccine rollout. With more, AP's Sagar Magani.
Medical experts are sounding an alarm over the COVID-19 vaccine rollout so far. At Brown University, renowned pandemic expert Ashish Jha says he's incredibly frustrated by a slow rollout, asking on Twitter, "Did we not know the vaccines were coming?" States have received fewer doses than initially expected, and Jha's blaming the federal government for not working with them on delivery. Over the weekend, New York University's Arthur Kaplan was also worried.
We've got to get on the ball here.
A virus relief bill President Trump signed Sunday includes $69 billion for vaccine distribution, which Jha says will help. Meantime,
that was easy.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris got her first vaccine dose this morning and urged all Americans to follow when their turn comes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China promised today to crack down on criminal activities related to the new coronavirus vaccines after a state media outlet reported the illegal circulation of an unidentified COVID-19 drug. The response came after state media Global Times reported earlier this month that vaccine scalpers were selling an unidentified batch of COVID-19 vaccines at home and abroad at an unreasonably high price. The Chinese foreign minister stressed that China attaches great importance to safety and effectiveness in the vaccine research and development process and will not tolerate such illegal activities. Afghanistan's radical Taliban has angrily reacted to a rare fashion show held recently in Kabul, where young boys and girls, mostly in Western clothes, took part in the ramp walk. In a commentary published on its website, the insurgent group condemned last week's event. This is VOA News. Iran has sentenced 8 of its Baha'i citizens to prison terms and other punishments, according to an informed source, in the latest example of the Islamist-ruled nation's longstanding and internationally criticized policy of severely restricting the rights of Baha'i religious minority. In a December 24th interview with VOA Persia from Iran, the source, who is familiar with the situation of the 6 men and 2 women, said their lawyers were informed a day earlier of the sentence is handed down by a revolutionary court in the southern port of Bandar Abbas. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reinstating a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including that new variant of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew. Medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. Ramaphosa also said anyone caught not wearing a mask in a public place would face a fine and a possible jail sentence.
This vote, the yeas are 322, the nays are 87, two-thirds being in the affirmative, the bill is passed. The objections of the president to contrary notwithstanding, the clerk will notify the Senate of the action of the House.
And that's the way it sounded last night as the U.S. House of Representatives voted to support President Trump's efforts to enhance the pandemic relief bill. U.S. President Donald Trump is urging Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure. But with more on the relief bill, here is Ed Donahue from the Associated Press.
The House approved a change to the coronavirus economic stimulus bill President Trump recently signed. The change would follow the president's insistence. $600 checks to Americans should be $2,000 checks. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal used a reference to A Christmas Carol.
Marley warned Ebenezer Scrooge there was a way for redemption, and that was through a new generosity and a new kindness. And we could emulate that here.
Allies of the president have opposed more spending. Texas Republican Kevin Brady says the money can't be put to good use.
At this point in the recovery, the fact is it's hard to stimulate a Main Street that's locked down by local politicians. This won't help local restaurants get their workers permanently back.
The outcome of the bill is uncertain in the GOP-led Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Well, via remote, I'm Joe Palka. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.